coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box high atop in the Crow's Nest here at West Henderson High School. Charles Allison, Branson Reese with Tuscola Sports Radio, and we are here in the Rugby Mountain Home. What's that other address? Mills River Metroplex tonight.
Yep.
As we're going to start a little early tonight. JV games were played in the auxiliary gym, so we were informed that we will start this game on time. And I'm like, what's on time? And he said 6. And I said, I thought 6:30 was the start time for girls, but apparently we learning things over here.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not a bad idea.
No.
Because you very rarely have you'll have a couple of games. I know we have had a JV official do JV and varsity, but, you know, for the most part, it's a, you know, they roll in a different crew. So I'm not against that. If you've got an auxiliary gym and they'll let them do it, hey, listen, it helps us out. You know,
I'm not
trying to hurry up to get home, but when you get up, it's 3:45 in the morning, it makes a difference.
Well, West Henderson coming in tonight, led by Casey Byer. It's her fourth season. They're currently 7-11, which you think, oh, man, that's not too good. But you look at their conference record, they're 7-1 right now. Second place in the Mountain 8. They lost their first 7 games until they played us on December 16th and beat us 64-33. They then beat East Henderson like 3 days later, lost 4 more in a row over the holidays. But since they came back January 9th, they have, with a win over Smoky, they won 5 conference games in a row, including a 70-67 win over a very usually tough Franklin girls team.
Right, and, you know, that's and this bunch has been pretty tough. You know, I think it kind of shocked us when we had that first game to see their record being 0-6 or 0-7 when we got there, or when they actually came to the hill. But, you know, I thought, well, maybe with the talent they had, it's graduated or maybe moved on, as a lot of the kids do now. But they're actually not that bad. They just played a really tough
non-conference game. That's what Coach Sutton was telling us for the game. He said they're very athletic. And, of course, June Scontris, their leading scorer right now. She's averaging 20.2 points per game. Sawyer Manuel coming in. And if you know that name, you'll know Truett Manuel. I saw a post with him from NC State, breaking out the red jerseys and red hats, getting ready for baseball season there at NC State. So Truett, I believe, starting his
sophomore
year. He had a redshirt year, too, I believe. Also, Ella Collier, she's coming in leading rebounder with 7.2 rebounds and 6.3 points per game. Tuscola's 7-7, even back up with that win on Tuesday against North Henderson, currently 3-5. They're tied for fifth place with East Henderson, and that was kind of why last Friday that East Henderson game was so important.
It was
going to help for seeding down the road when you get to the conference tournament. So that loss kind of looms large right now for Tuscola.
Right.
But they had a 47-38 win over North Henderson, probably the best game we saw them play so far this year.
Right, that's what I was going to say from the tip-off to the buzzer. It was a complete game. Great job by them. They changed up how they were going to play, did a lot of things different. It worked into their favor.
Switched the defenses up. They kind of kept shifting out of man-to-man into a couple of zones and did a box and one a couple of times. So,
And when I talked to Coach Sutton, I said, you can see it now that you're with Gwynna Schick, getting that, you know, confidence about her. She's able to bring the ball up and lets Julia do a little bit more.
Turn loose. Well, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll have girls basketball action here at West Henderson High School on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, it's time for Keys to the Game. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Key to the Game to me tonight is watch these girls try to build on what they did on Tuesday. Made some changes offensively in their tempo, kind of made some changes offensively on personnel, and I think take that and build on it. And the other key is they've got to try to control Scontras as right. much as they can.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And I want to see more of Gwyneth bringing that the ball up and giving that confidence, more confidence to her, but also being able to move Julia around and do a little bit more with her. But not so much because, listen, Julia does a good job keeping a lot of the teams, you know, running and stuff and keeps them out of sorts. And I like that on Julie's behalf. But the thing is, we were seeing earlier in the season, seems like it might be cool slowing down a little bit. Wait for the cavalry to get there.
Yeah. So we got starting tonight Avery Roten, Julia Wells, Kendall Williamson, Vesper Forbes, and Samantha Horton. So the same starting lineup that Tuscola has pretty much started all season. But as you said, once Gwyneth Schick got in there and kind of was able to move Julia kind of over to the two-guard spot, that opened up Julia to do a whole lot. And then Julia defensively freed up. They even ran a box and one on Watkins Tuesday night, North Henderson's post player, and kind of really effective, kind of shut her down in the second half.
They did. And, you know, it looks like that, you know, obviously that Gwen's going to be the sixth man off of the off the bench for Tuscola. So just got to hold down Scontras, like you said. You know, but the other thing, like I said, Sawyer Manuel coming in, I think, we'd say around 12 points a game.
Yeah.
I think you can hold one, but it's going to be hard to hold both.
So starting tonight for West Henderson will be Taylor Curran, senior guard, Avery Hearns, a junior forward, Sawyer Manuel, junior guard, Reagan Simmons, junior guard, and June Scontras, as we said. And June Scontras, only a sophomore and already averaging 20 points per game.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Sawyer Manuel will step in the center jump circle, go up against Julia Wells, and Manuel controls the tap. Back to Scontras, and we're underway here at West Henderson High School. Manuel on the point. West sets the offense left side. That's Summons down in the corner. Shot put up in the corner. Taylor Curran no good, but skips across, and Scontras will pick the basketball up. Over in the corner again, left side, Manuel for two. Inside the arc. West with a 2-0 lead here early in the first quarter. Roten drives baseline, puts the jumper up. Too strong, Forbes comes down with a rebound. Looks to Williamson in the post. Scontras collides, knocks the ball loose, no call. And there's a walk as Simons drove inside the arc. Thought about shooting and then tried to do kind of a two-handed chest pass and took an extra step. Turnover to the Mountaineers. Ball's loose, trying to get it across. Roten Stolen by Scontras. Bounce pass Manuel misses the shot. Kendall Williamson tips it down to Avery Roten, and Roten will bring it down for Tuscola. Down 2-0 here early in the first. Roten picks up her dribble. Looking for help. Gives it to Horton. Horton now to Forbes, top of the key. She'll rotate over, hand off to Roten. Low to Wells, and the pass came in a little late, and she got under the basket and was going to have to turn and lost it out of bounds.
Not a bad-looking play right there. Just try to do something to get on the board.
Got to work on the timing a little bit. Still 2-0 West. Right side. They'll go into lane. Curran dumped it in. They tip it back out to Manuel. Shot up. No good. Roden's going to let it go.
Good job by Avery right there, just sort of blocking.
Here's the acoustics in here. You can hear Coach Sutton like he's sitting next to us. Wells drives on the lay-in. Rolls won't go in. Rebound. Horton, high shot, wouldn't go. Forbes will rebound, trying to get position. She'll kick it out. Wells will take the jumper. Won't go.
Man.
Got a lid on that basket right now. Manuel going to bring it down. Drive, tried to go around Roten, missed the shot, followed by Amin. Avery Hearns in the went up for the shot, missed it, but she's fouled by Avery Roten, and that'll be Avery's first, team first for Tuscola. And Hearns in the act of shooting will get two shots. First one's off the front of the rim. Sub's going to get up for the Falcons. That's now Myrna Amin is in the game. And, well, she didn't want in just yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not real sure you're supposed to do that once you checked in. 14 was going to check in, Ella Collier for Manuel, and Manuel came off, and they sent her back. Ball's loose. Picked up. Roten gets it across midcourt, working left side. Drives baseline, and just too hard of a bounce pass. Really didn't need to put that much on it, trying to hit Forbes on the low block.
Yeah, that was going to be a pretty play right there. Just a little too hard, like you said, man. Just
a little too much sugar on the Wheaties. Right side, Simons looks. Now Manuel, top of the key. They go high post. Ooh, Wells cut under Scontras. Scontras throws up a shot over, and that's going to go off Avery Roten. Wells kind of cut under Scontras as she tried to drive by and got up a shot. Wells is all over. She and Scontras, this is going to be an interesting matchup tonight.
It will be.
Ella Collier now in the game. Kicks it back. Manuel, top of the key. Shot won't go. Rebound Samantha Horton. Horton stops midcourt and just not a good pass. Intercepted by Manuel. 2-on-1 on Roten. Misses the shot, And Williamson will get the rebound, and she's fouled. And Amin does not believe it.
And, yeah, that was
first team foul on West Henderson. Still 2-0 here, and we've played 3 minutes. Wells across midcourt to Horton, trying to hit Williamson, and Simons all over her back. Ball tipped out of bounds. So Wells looking on the inbound, gets it to Roten. Williamson trying to post up, now sets a screen. Roten will go in the lane. The hook
there
goes.
There we go.
We're tied at two.
Good play right there. Even better screen by Kendall right there to let her score.
Manuel going to drive around Horton. Tried to lay it in. Won't go. Rebound Collier. Kicks it out.
Gotta get some
Manuel
out there
for three. Rattles out. Rebound Kendall Williamson. Got to watch. Trying to pick him up in midcourt. Roten will get it across. Spins around Manuel. Over in the corner to Forbes. Forbes will dribble around, give it to Horton on the wing. Now Roten. Roten looks to cut in the lane. About to lose the handle. Picks it up, trying to put up a shot.
Oh.
Foul by Sawyer Manuel.
And that's going to send Avery to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
You know, Branson, in a game like this where points are going to appear to be at a premium, these free throws are all going to be important tonight.
Very important. And first, the good thing is she hit that first one, though.
Gwyneth Schick in the game for Samantha Horton. Schick with the double knot spy jersey. And both free throws good. Mountaineers up 4-2. Manuel sets the offense, trying to go high post into Simons. Working around Williamson, puts up a shot. No good, but going to get Kendall with a little bit too much body on the way up to the basket.
That will be Kendall's first foul, team second foul, or actually third foul. Or no, excuse me, I was looking at the wrong board. I see home, and I because we've not been home in forever.
Just be nice. I don't know where home is anymore. Three fouls each for Tuscola and West Henderson, and that is the first foul on Kendall Williamson.
What's going to be crazy is we have a home game Tuesday.
We have
night.
Two. We have two home games next week.
But it's been over 2 weeks since we've had a home game. That's kind of crazy.
Ball's loose. And oh. Forbes, oh, at the last there, tried to tip it and ended up knocking it out of bounds. I think she last minute decided maybe it is off of us. I better try to get it. Scontras on the inbound to Amin. Simon's going to take the three. Left wing, air ball.
Oh.
Roten got a hand on it. Couldn't come down with it. Amin, cross court, cross lane pass. They'll go back up top. Amin swings it around to Manuel. She'll pull the ball back. Working left. And we're going to get a foul on Wells as she tried to get in between Scontras and Manuel on the exchange. So that's Julia's first, I believe.
First?
Well. And a steal by Wells on the inbound, and we're going to get a kick ball violation on West Henderson. So Tuscola will inbound. This is the hard part on this sideline. It's hard for us to see. We're almost on top of it. Williamson trying to hit Roten. Wide open shot at the basket. If she'll get it. Oh, she jumped. And Scontras cut in front of her, got her timing off, and she came back down with a basketball. And that's a walking violation. She had a – I think she's a little shocked at how much room she had to go.
Man, had that whole lane right there.
And – Wells now with her second and going to have to be careful picking up two fouls.
And that's two on Julia and four for team.
In conversation with Coach Sutton for the game, it was pretty obvious that was the plan, was to put Wells in Scontras' pocket tonight. But now with two fouls, going to have to kind of lay off. Amin swings it up. Manuel, top of the key. High post into Simons. And they go outside, cut. Simons in the lane, shot no good. We get a tie up, and then arrow will go to Tuscola. It's our first jump ball. We've played almost 5 minutes. Schick. West going to pick up at midcourt. They get it across. Schick going to take the three. Too strong. Wells with a rebound. And try to dump it down in the lane to Williamson. Got tip. Ball's on the floor. Schick and Simons will tie up. And the arrow goes to West Henderson. Just as I made light of the lack of jump balls, now we have two. So, man, you're going to bring it across midcourt. Scontras and the screen set in the lane high by.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be on Wells. Wow. That'll be her third. And Scontras with a bit of a grin there. A little bit of a moving screen there by Collier in the high post. And that's going to give. And Wells looking for some water. And we're going to get a timeout by Tuscola here with 2:39 to go in the first quarter, and this timeout of the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. So, Wells now with three, and that's going to get Horton up to check in for Tuscola. And that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
Offensively and defensively as we go through the first half.
And, you know, how we got that foul on Julie, I never know. They're over there having to. She took a pretty hard shot right there.
Yeah, her and Scontras, she was playing her tight, and then Collier stepped in and set a screen high and kind of leveled Wells there. And there was kind of some three-way contact for sure.
Yeah, there was. And so now at this point you've got to look to Avery and you've got to look to Kendall for that senior leadership. But Gwyneth, going to be big right now, bringing the ball back down the court.
And, of course, Vesper Forbes, who has been steadily improving over the last couple of games, going to have to kind of step up offensively and defensively also down there low. Scontris in the lane, put up the shot, and she'll bank it in over Forbes, and looking like Tuscola is switching to a 2-3 defense here. Roten across midcourt with it, going to get fouled by Taylor Curran. Her first, team's allegedly third. We had three a while back, and then they dropped it to two. Inbound to Williamson. She'll drive and run into Amin. Can't get the ball to go, but draws a foul.
And that's going to put Kendall to the line right here. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576 and ask for Terrell at WPTL. Kendall hitting that first free throw.
So that puts us back up by one. Second on the way. Won't go. Forbes rebounds. Sticks it back. Tried to go high off the board. Hit the rim. Couldn't get it to go in. Ball's going to go off. West Henderson out of bounds.
So good job by Vesper right there getting that rebound.
Inbounds, tried to hit Horton and kind of just bounced off of her. I'm not real sure she was expecting the ball. Ball's loose in the lane and
Mountaineer ball.
Tie up goes to Tuscola. Excuse me. Now Roten will try to get it in. They hit Forbes low, puts it up and too high. Got to work on the angle there down low. Long pass down to Collier. Kicks it out. Manuel Scontris will take the jumper. Misses. Tipped by Collier. Comes down in the hands of Kendall Williamson. Over to Roten. Schick bringing the ball down now for Tuscola. Roten into the lane. Cut off. Collier. No call. Williamson. Rebound. Won't go. Going to tie her up on the inside. Oh, Collier and Kendall having a little.
Are they calling a foul? How is that not a jump ball?
And that's going to be a shooting. West in the bonus now. So the foul called on Kendall Williamson there on the jump ball. So it wasn't a jump ball.
That'd be Kendall's second foul.
First one comes in a little flat, no good. Second free throw on the way, off the side. Oh. Forbes tries to box out, and nobody over there to get the ball. So West will have possession, a shot by Manuel, no good. Ball's in the lane, rebounded by Collier.
That's a wall.
And we got it.
There we go.
This official here below us is very methodical with his whistle and signals, which is a good thing because some of the signals the last few years have been pretty sloppy. Schick gets it across midcourt, tried to hit Horton in the corner, tipped out of bounds by number 25, Lexi Revis, in the game now. Inbound shot wide open. Nice. And lays it in on the inbound. Caught Manuel sleeping and cut by her. Manuel tried to catch up, and it was too late. Scontra's going to bring it down, and just like that, back in the basket. It's still, though, 7-6 Tuscola. Schick trying to get it across. Manuel defending. Now gets it over to Roten. Long pass. Forbes is open. Good pass. Forbes is going to take the shot. Oh! Rattled out. It was in the cylinder and came out. Manuel driving down. Schick got to get back on position better. Rebound by Schick. A little push there by Curran. No call. And a reach in on Scontras. As Schick tried to get it across, June Scontras reached in.
And that should be our fifth foul. It's going to take Gwyneth to the free throw. This free throw is sponsored by WPTM. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Schick, first free throw. Oh, down in the cylinder and popped out.
How many shots this first quarter have done that for Tuscola?
Bad rim. Second one off the back plate won't go. Forbes, oh my.
My gosh, almighty, I thought
Forbes slipped there as she approached the West Henderson bench and almost bent that knee in an awkward position. She's up and okay, but that was scary. Mountaineers will keep the basketball. Roten to inbound in from the end zone and tipped and knocked out of bounds. She didn't quite give Kendall enough time to get over. Kendall got open over on that left corner. Bounce pass into Forbes. Trying to get position and lays it in left-handed. 9-6. Mountaineers in the lead. 30 seconds to go. Scontras drives. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Hangs on the rim. We got a whistle inside. The way Scontras gets in the air, some of these girls got to start trying to draw a charge on her. I don't know that they'll get it. But they at least got to try.
They've got to try, I mean, because she's coming in like reckless abandonment and coming in and driving into that basket.
Scontras to the line. First one's good. That foul was on Gwyneth Schick, her first. Both teams with five now. Second, no good. Forbes with the rebound. Needing a guard for some help. Somebody, Manuel, cut in front of Schick on the outlet and gets the steal. And Collier down to Curran, and it's good. We're tied
at 9 right here.
7 seconds, got to get it across.
Got to put it up. Got it pickpocketed right there.
We're tied at 9 at the end of one. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
From the Stevenson Control Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese, tied at 9 here at West Henderson as we bring you girls action. Varsity boys to follow. We get ready to start the second quarter. West Henderson with possession. Manuel over the right side to Simons. Scontras outside the arc, shot no good, and Williamson will stand there and screen it and let the ball go out of bounds.
Good job by Kendall right there. She started to grab that, but held off.
So they're posting Manuel at midcourt to pick up the pass as we enter into the offensive zone here. And they go, oh, just way too high. Avery just having a real problem trying to get passes down.
You know,
at the right height and the right speed.
That happened Tuesday night as well. You know, had a couple of passes come down the court and came in kind of hot and high.
Manuel going to work left side of the lane. Dishes out Taylor Curran. She'll dribble around the top. Now to Scontras. She'll cut in the lane. The runner, and it's good. And you see the difference out there without Julia Wells on the floor.
Right.
That was telegraphed. And then we got to be careful here and not kind of fall back in those bad passing habits that we've had in the past. Mathers will keep the basketball. It was tipped out of bounds by West. They'll go into the backcourt to Samantha Horton, who's lost it. Thought she was going to get called for the double dribble. Roten will pick it up. Got a shot at the lane, and she'll go. Puts the shot. It won't go, but she's fouled.
That one will be on. I know it looked like you held up a one, so.
Then he held up another one on the other hand, but there's no 11 out there. 12, it was a two. It was on a Sawyer Manuel.
That's her second. Wow.
Inbound, Schick, open, gets it up and over Manuel. Great shot. Down here. Well, we're tied at 11. Scontras works right, goes up against three Mountaineers, too hard off the backboard, rebound by Roten. Scontra's going to try to pick her up. Avery will push it. And a bump by Manuel there. No call. Roten trying to make room. Picks up her dribble.
Got to get somebody.
Got to get open. Hands it to Horton. Ball's tipped by Simons. Forbes tried to save it. It'll go out of bounds off Vestra Forbes as she nearly goes headfirst into the scorer's table. Vesper.
She rolled over top of her trying to get that ball, too. So
Vesper starting to get banged up here a little bit. That awkward land over there at the end of the court. Now this dive into the – I think we got a discussion between two of the officials about what we don't know. Inbound, Scontras. They go in high to Collier. She'll kick it back. I'm sorry, Curran. Out to Scontras, the jumper, and banks it in for three. 14-11.
Used a lot of that backboard for that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Roten will get it across.
Ooh, man.
Hard pass to Schick, and Schick just trying to hit Horton. And I don't know if Shaq was out there, they could have caught it. Played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. West up 14-11 on that last three-point basket by Scontras. Manuel going to bring it down into the lane. Gets triple team, kicks it out. Curran with it. Simons, Manuel, left wing, takes a shot inside the arc for two. Mountaineers got to be careful here. Biggest lead of the night now for West at five. Roten gets it across to Schick. Into the high post. Williamson hits Roten on the cut. The jumper,
nice.
Good for two.
Good touch right there by Avery on that shot.
Still up, though, 16-13. Yep. Lady Falcons. Scontras across. Crossover goes on Schick. Dumps it off to Manuel. Screen set high, and Amin actually shoved Horton. Actually, that wasn't Amin. That's Avery Hearn shoved Horton as she broke away from the screen. You know, that'd be one I'd want to point out.
And
a pass by Roten, nobody there in the lane. Looking for the cut that didn't come. Under five to play here in the second.
Julia checking in for Sam Horton.
Manuel, high post into Hearn. Back out to Manuel for three is good. Wells back in the game now for Tuscola, and the shot went over. Of course, Julia kind of having to hang back at this point with three fouls. Bounce pass now into Williamson, high post. Forbes on the cut.
There we go.
Had to kind of go back and pick it up low off her hip, but was able to turn and get the basket. 19-15. Both these scoreboards blocked by the stanchions either way we look. Ball's going to be stolen low post by Kendall Williams.
Oh.
Long pass down Roten to Wells. She'll drive up and over Manuel. Couldn't get it to go. Needed a little more arc. Didn't get it. Williamson tried to poke the ball out from behind. Manuel going to go coast to coast. Missed the shot. Hearn tips. Forbes able to pick up the rebound. Gets it to Schick. 4 minutes to play here in the half. Wells, right side. Nobody on her for two. 19-17. Coach Byer going to take a timeout with 3:53 to go. And the Mountaineers cutting that lead to two, 19-17. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
Good start right here to the second quarter. And, you know, like we said, when Julie is in, that's why she keeping her out of foul trouble is so big. Because they were down by, what was it, 4 or 5 just a minute ago, and then pull it back in within two. Good job by the ladies.
So West will bring it down all the way from the end zone. Manual to end to Scontras. June goes left to Sawyer in the lane. Collier will kick it out. Simon's going to drive. Misses the shot but gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Curran. Manuel won't get it. Rebound Collier. Kicks out Scontras. Dishes off in the corner. West still moving the ball. Tipped by Wells. Williamson with a steal and outlet to Wells. Wells was going to try to run, but the ball was a little slow getting to her, so she'll have to hold up. Wells, good screen high by Williamson. Went to lay it in, too flat, and it rolled off. Rebound Manuel. They kick it out. Simons will take the three, and it's good. Haven't seen that out of her, but she hit it tonight.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think, was that Curran? That was Curran. I saw the two. I thought it was 23. Wells, high post. Williamson hits Horton low. Cross lane. Shot. Shit rolled off. Won't go. Williamson and Horton both got a hand on it, but Scontras will pick it up. Manuel. Nobody there. Stolen by Wells. Julia brings it back down. Going to drive the baseline.
There
leaps and puts it in. And another timeout. Whoop, nope. Touch Sutton going to take this timeout at 2:35. I believe we've. Says 22-19. Okay, I'll take it. I thought we were closer than that.
Well, they hit that three down here.
Okay, that's right. That was a three, not a two.
Yeah.
Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Be the first timeout by Tuscola. Manuel brings it down for West. Get it out to Collier. She'll kick it out. Scontras for three. Won't go. Manuel with a rebound on the left elbow. They go low. Now kick it across. Curran just inside the arc. Rattles around and out and in. 24-19. West still in the lead. Roten. Gets it across Wells.
There we
got a drive. Bounce pass. Forbes. She put up the shot and she's fouled, and Curran doesn't believe it. I heard the slap up here, but
I think Julia had that, but good job to pass it off to Vesper and try to get that. That's going to send her to the line right here. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
First free throw, no good by Forbes. Segment on away is good. 24-20. West in the lead. They get the ball down court. Simon started to drive in, dumps it back out to Manuel. They'll feed Curran on the drive in the lane, and it's good. 26-20. We go under two to play in the half. Roden will get it into Williamson. Kendall looks right, goes down the lane, picks up her dribble, pulls up, takes the jumper, won't go. Forbes tried to get in, and Curran.
There we go.
I think Curran was expecting to get tied up. Forbes ran in there, started to grab it, and realized Curran had it and ran away, and Curran just fell backwards. So Curran with a walk. Too strong. Wells zipped it in as Roten was cutting to the basket, and it just went off of Avery's hands. Manuel. Lexi Revis in the game. Got some length. She set a screen high and then drops low. Ooh, Scotra slipped almost as she goes in the lane, and we're going to get a walk. And I thought Mr. Rucker was going to take it. And Rick Harris took it on the baseline here. Scotra's tried to split about three Tuscola defenders and kind of that pivot foot kind of slipped as she ran into traffic. Williamson on the wing. Wells won't go. Forbes follows with a rebound. Puts the shot up, no good. Kendall will dive back in trying to get it. We got a jump ball. It stays with Tuscola. Good hustle. Kendall Williamson. .104 to play in the half. Wells looking to get it in. They go to Forbes. Left-handed shot. No good, but she's fouled. Forbes with a little jumper there.
Nice job, and that's going to send her to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576. First free throw on the way, and no good for Vesper Forbes. Second shot pending here.
Second on the way is good. 26-21. We go under a minute till halftime. Manuel kicks it out. Scontris dishes off. Manuel left wing for three. That'll make it 29-21. They get it down. Forbes tried to hit Williamson. It was tipped by Collier. We're going to get a whistle and a walk. Scotras. Yeah, we know it's a walk. Thank you.
Now, before it went to Julia, I could see that they missed that, but it was like it was almost a makeup call. I'm not accusing that, but you know what I'm saying.
Down low to Lexi Revis. Shot no good, but it's kicked out and rebounded by Simons, and Ella Collier will lay it in. Now the lead is 10 all of a sudden. Wells with it. Spins in the lane. Goes out. Drives. Baseline. Put up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and draws the foul.
That's going to send Julie to the line here.
Wells working hard here. Trying to keep Tuscola in this. Now down by 10. We're trading twos for threes right now. And we got to hit free throws.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576 WPTL.
Second one's on the way. Will not go, and we're going to get a whistle. Got in the lane a little early. Another chance. Still won't go. Williamson tips it back to Wells, rolls off the rim, won't go. Forbes will get it, rebound and put a shot, falling backwards, no good. And that'll do it for the first half. West up 31-21 at the break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Let's try that again. Coming live here from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, high atop. I don't think this gym has a name. We'll call it the West Henderson Gymnasium. But Mountaineers down, girls down 31-21 here at the half, and it is time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Branson, of course, we were supposed to play this game tomorrow. We've moved it up 24 hours to get ahead of a storm that apparently is now going to be later in 24 hours.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, as we've been sort of watching it, it keeps going back a little bit more. And then I know today we were looking at it at work, and it was like supposed to, they're saying 1 o'clock on Saturday, and then they pushed it back to 6 o'clock on Saturday, and they can just keep pushing it on out or, you know, whatever they want to. I'm not a fan of
I honestly think we're not going to be that bad of shape. I think it's going to be one of those deals where it's colder north of us, and it's going to end up hitting Greensboro and Winston right. and Raleigh and really
down east.
And yeah. of course, when they get it, it's a disaster. They're just, I mean, they can prepare all they want. They're never ready for it.
Right.
And of course, you get to Raleigh, they see snow flurries and hit the panic button. So hopefully everything will work out weather-wise. And biggest issue is of course, there's some football on we can watch on Sunday. Conference championships coming up, AFC and NFC. I think Denver and New England's the first game at 3, and then I think the NFC comes on at about like 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
So make you a pot of soup, fix you a cake of cornbread, settle in on Sunday afternoon. See who's going to go to the Super Bowl here right. in a few weeks.
Yeah, I saw a good recipe for the soup they have down at Dolly Parton's theme park. Not the theme park, but
she has a restaurant too.
Well, it's the where they have the horses and everything down there. My mind's gone blank on me, but they make a soup down there and. I saw the recipe for it. I may have to try that Saturday. It's kind of like a chicken vegetable soup. Eat that with some regular cornbread.
Of course, looking at the schedule, I'm not sure who Pisgah. I can't remember who Pisgah is playing, but they've also moved their game up to tonight. T.C. Robertson, who's big program now in the MAC right now, they got an away game. They moved theirs up against North Buncombe to tonight. So, TC on the road.
Dixie Stampede.
Finally
came to me.
Apparently the big game down east is Farmville Central in Kinston. Capacity crowd showing up. And Lord have mercy, apparently conference championships are now going on in swimming, so...
Yeah, winter sports is actually starting to wrap up.
Yeah, we've got, what, 3 more weeks? Regular
right.
season, I think.
Yeah, because I know spring sports, I saw where they start February the 16th, that Monday. Is that right? Yeah.
Practice or the games?
Probably mostly tryouts, I would say, for like baseball and softball.
I know I talked to somebody, winter track was wrapping up. And, of course, that kind of just morphs right into spring track. I've never really figured out why they consider it separate seasons.
Yeah, I think the difference is a week. They get a week off and then go.
And then it's colder.
Yeah.
Of course, it's pretty cold in March when they start outdoor track, too. Of course, indoor track was always a misnomer. There's not that many in North Carolina. The one in Winston, and now there's one down in Tryon. But not a lot of indoor facilities to participate in winter track. So So we'll take a break. We come back. Branson will have stats for you after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Awood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Looks like Franklin picked up a road win. Non-conference, they went to Andrews, won last night 81-46. So the Panthers still rolling, and they'll be coming into Tuscola next Friday night. We'll have that game for you, along with Smoky Mountain will be in on Tuesday. As Branson said earlier, we finally maybe get to be at home as if the weather will cooperate.
Right, and it's hard to believe it'll be right at 2.5 weeks since we had a home game. It was that Pisgah game, and but, you know, hey, there's no place like home.
Well, Branson, what's the scoring in the first half?
All right, first half, Gwynn Schick chipping in with 4 points. Have Julia Wells with 4 points and 3 fouls. Gwynn Schick with 1 foul. Kendall Williamson having a point from the free throw line with 2 fouls. Avery Roten chipping in with 6 points and 1 foul, and Vesper Forbes with 6 as well. And that's our 21 points here in the first half.
Down 31-21, and you mentioned Vesper Forbes. The scoring started to pick up with Vesper. This is the third game now where she's starting to kind of get open, take some open looks at the basket, maybe move away a little bit from that low block and turn around and start trying to take a few jumpers.
True, and, you know, and she's – I see her more – going after the ball is athletic. Of course, we saw the play over here at the scorer's table. Going after the ball, of course, the West Henderson player going after it as well. Went over top of her when she hit the floor. And I think she kind of thought that she had gotten a little skin off of her knees and elbows, because I see her keep rubbing it. And you always feel that, you know.
That floor burn.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, I tell you right now, man, Vesper's one of those. She's just a tough cookie when it comes to this team.
And yeah, and of course, talking with Coach Sutton before the game, he had to remind me that Vesper's still just a sophomore.
Right.
I mean, she started last year, and I guess you kind of get in your mind she's been here a while, but this is really Vesper's only her second year, still a lot to learn. And of course, Horton's a freshman.
Right.
And, you know, a lot being asked of some young players right now to, in fact, play JV and then come up and play on varsity.
Well, you know, and Sam Horton is another one of those I'm going to enjoy watching for the next few years, because, you know, get her in the weight room for a year or something, you know, and get a little bit of meat on those bones and stuff. I mean, she is a great size right now, but once she hits that weight room and starts using her ability and stuff, she's going to be a force on this team.
Biggest thing I think with Samantha right now is confidence. Got to try to get her in some positions to gain some confidence, because, you know, right now she gets the ball and out there on the perimeter, and it's like she doesn't want it. She wants rid of it. She doesn't want to hold on to it. You can kind of see it in her eyes, and it's just one of those things as a freshman, and you're out there with upperclassmen, and it can be kind of a scary situation, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, because, you know, if she could get that confidence that Gwyneth's, you know, slowly getting to, man, that's going to be a duo right there for the next, you know, three and a half years.
You're right. Boys out on the court warming up right now. Of course, we'll have boys basketball action to follow. We started early. Usually you can't get the girls game started until about 6:30. They did something a little unique here. Their auxiliary gym is still a gym, and they played the JV games over there. So, and what also helps, see, sometimes with the official shortage, some of those JV officials have to stick around and work the varsity game also, and they were able to get 2 complete crews, so they had JV crew and then a varsity crew, and none of the JV officials had to stick around. So We were able to get this thing started a little early tonight. So if you're joining us and wondering what in the world, y'all should have just now been ended up the first quarter. We started at 6.
Right.
When I met the principal as we came in the building, he assured me we were starting on time, and I was like, what's on time?
You know, and like I told you, that's not a bad idea.
No,
if you're going to be, like you said, like you hit the nail on the head, you know, if you're going to have two different, officiating crews, it'll work out good, and you've got an extra gym, like the Ox gym, like they've got.
Well, and it helps, too. It's a school night, so it kind of moves things along and gets the kids back home maybe a little earlier. So we start the second half with West Henderson in possession. Manuel, top of the key, looks left over to Amin now starting in the second half. They go in the corner, and that shot by Reagan Simons, no good, but it rebounds right back out. So they'll get it up top to Manuel and reset. Scontras got Chick on her now defensively with Wells with three. Manuel over in the corner, Amin, and if it's an Amin, it's going to be for three. Picking up where her sister left off in graduation.
Right.
Roten gets it across. Got an opening in the lane if she'll take it. Couldn't get it to go, but Forbes with the follow.
Right on cue, like what we said right there during halftime.
Simons, ball fake, and then drives, tried to put it up over Williamson. It's going to be short. Rebound by Roten. You know, except for the passing, Avery's putting together a pretty good little game here.
She is.
Williamson goes right side. Simons will cut her off, and they're going to call a walk. Simons stepped right in front of her, drew contact, and they call Kendall for the walk. So 34-23, biggest lead of the night for West Henderson at 11. They go high post into Hearn. She'll dribble across the lane, dump it over the corner to Simons. Now Scontras picks up her dribble back to Simons. Bounce pass in the lane to Amin. They'll hit Hearn low, and she'll put it up and over to Vesper Forbes. That was a good little ball movement and score there. Chick gets it across to Roten. Roten will pull up, take the jumper, won't go. Williamson got a hand on it, tips it to Forbes. She'll follow and put it in again. So Vesper just Johnny on the spot the last two sets. West gets it down quickly. They'll go in the lane to Hearn. She's double-teamed down low now. They'll kick it out. Amin rattles out. Got to be careful. The Amins have no conscience when it comes to the floor.
Ooh, Chick
started to go across, backed up. She's picked up a dribble in the corner now. Gets it to Kendall Williamson. Now Roten looking. A little too close to Kendall Williams. Roten going to drive, banks it in. West really not giving Roten any coverage.
No.
They're concentrating on other Mountaineers. So Avery's starting to take advantage of it. Amin picks up a dribble, gets it to Scontras. Ooh, good ball fake, goes around Schick. The jumper off the rim. Roten with a rebound. Moves around Hearn, who tried to cut her off there in the lane. Amin, Roten spins, top. Won't go. Forbes puts
there
it up. Foul from behind. That may be on Scontras.
I hope that's on Scontras because she was right there.
Yep.
Good job. That's going to put Vesper to the line. And this foul shot is sponsored by WPTM. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTM.
Scontras' second foul of the game. First team foul for West. But Forbes was in the act of shooting, so hits the first one, which has been kind of a problem in the first half. We would miss the first and hit the second. She'll roll the second one in off the front of the rim, and it's 36-29. So 11-point lead cut to 7. Scontras just drives it around and misses the shot. Rebound Williamson, outlet to Wells. Wells, 1-on-3, going to take it anyway. Blocked by Hearn. Amin with a rebound. They'll double-team in the corner, but she gets it out to Collier. Scontras looks to move around Schick. Euro steps in the lane. Ball. Collier had it. It was tipped out of bounds, knocked out of her hands by Kendall Williamson, I believe.
You know, I credit Julia for a great play right there. But listen, when you got three in front of you, hold up, let the girl, other girl show up.
Scontras on the inbound, good for three.
Nope, two.
No, actually three. I was right the first time. Hearns, long pass, stolen by Schick.
There you go.
One-on-one against Scontras. Going to pull up. Wasn't there. She tried to hit Forbes, but Forbes was double-teamed in the lane. Amin will get the steal and bring it back down for West. Scontras thought about it and then threw it back at Collier's head. Hearn going to take the three, and that's way off. Rebounded by Williamson. Kendall to Schick. Gwyneth across. Scontras going to try to pick her up. Wells will cut along behind. Ooh, almost a double dribble. Wells. Screen set high by Williamson. It drives and lays it in. You would think West defensively would try to step in and challenge that, but they pretty much just let Julia drive.
Yeah, that first game, Julia only had 7 points. That was blocked by Gwyneth.
Scontras from top of the key put up a shot, and Schick got a hand on it.
Yeah, that first game, Julia only had like 7 points for the whole game. But tonight, like you said, Avery Roden putting together a really good game along with Vesper.
39-31. West gets it inbounds. Manuel, Scontras on the wing. Goes baseline, skips it across. They'll swing it back out. Curran, jumper, rolls out. Schick, rebound, takes off. Spins, and double dribble as she's trying to spin move as she entered the lane. And I think Gwyneth looked over at her mom down here below us. West will inbound at midcourt. 3:10 to play here in the third. And this one's moved quickly. Right side, Amin. Scontras in the lane, hopping a skip and a bunny jump, and Schick going to try to save it, but stepped out of bounds. Just leaned a little too far, trying to reach and get it. Of course, Gwyneth is the smallest player out here on both teams. Good hustle, though. Amin going to inbound, baseline goes high to Collier. Ball fake, now gets it over to Amin. She'll drive baseline, kick it out into Collier in the lane. Now Curran on the left wing. The shot, no good. Ball tip. Roten probably should have tried to just get it instead of tip it out. West with the ball. Amin puts up a shot, won't go, and it'll roll out of bounds. Stays with West Henderson. .239 to play. Here in the third, we got a whistle up high. Tuscola had a substitute. They've stopped using the buzzer at the scorer's table. I don't know if they've been told to or what, but
right.
Inbounds, Amin. Curran back to Amin, shoots the three. .42-31. Schick down to Wells. Looks inside. Pulls it out. Works right on Manuel. Goes baseline. Hits Horton low. Tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. Amin. Jumper won't go. Tipped by Horton. Picked up by Wells. And that basket, that last attempt by Horton, that's one that you hope down the road she'll try to go up, face up, and go in strong. Roten, Scottress going to step in between. Let's see. They'll probably call the foul on Roten.
They did. Call it on Kendall.
Fascinating.
I thought she had a fee set.
I don't know.
Okay. There we go. Good job. Oh, man.
Almost a steal by Wells on the inbound. 42-31. Manuel over to Curran. Now they'll swing it right. Amin, nobody on her. Off the back of the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Simons kicks it out. Amin now. She'll move to the top of the key. Still won't go. Rebound by Wells. Jill gets it to Schick. She'll run to point. And off to Wells. Screen set high by Williamson. Now Roten. Motion outside on top. Horton with it. Hands off to Schick. Got a chance in the lane. Bounce pass. Roten is open. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Had a good look. Just wouldn't fall.
Good play right there by the Lady Mountaineers. Just nothing for pay dirt right there.
Top of the key. Collier going to take the shot. It'll roll around. Won't go. And Simons will tip it out over Schick.
Almost could have got a over the back right there on
nah.
Schick.
Nah. You're seeing things, Branson. Take your Homer goggles off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wells will bring it down across midcourt. Hands off to Horton. Samantha had an opening there, and just not a good pass in the lane. Picked off by Collier. Manuel down low, tip by Williamson, and Kendall probably could have been calling for a foul going over Curran. 41 seconds to play here in the third. Curran looking to inbound, gets it in the lane, right elbow. Collier going to take the shot, an easy two. 44-31, his biggest lead now for West of the night. Long pass from midcourt by Wells to Schick. Over to Wells on the right wing. Looks to work on Manuel. Goes up, lost the ball as she went up. Came down and landed on Collier. Both girls hit the floor. Curran going to lose it out of bounds, and it'll stay with West Henderson. Curran inbounds high to Simons. She thought about
wow.
it. Steal by Wells. Going to drive. And that's Manuel blocks it from behind. And that's one where Julie's got to be aware of what's coming and maybe just do a little ball fake.
All right.
Let Manuel go flying on by.
Yeah. Ball fake. Even use your body as a little bit of a guard when you go up like
or
that.
Or just kind of nod that head just a little. Inbounds. Horton going to take the shot.
Nah.
Banks it in for three.
And
a foul. Heck of a shot by Samantha Horton with 7 seconds to go. That's going to go on Ella Collier, her second team foul here as we hit 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Horton's free throw no good. Rebound. Collier about to lose it out of bounds. Saves it to Curran.
I think the only creditor with a two.
That was a three.
We had 31, and it's 33 now.
That was a three. She was out there near that red stripe. But they only gave her two on that, missed the free throw. So 44-33, West with the lead as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison, Branson Reese here with Tuscola Sports Radio. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, girls basketball action. West up 44-33, and kind of just that was a fast-moving third quarter, but slowly and slowly, Amin has hit a couple of threes there in the third. That was big. That helped push this lead out.
Right, and you got to respect her when she gets out there like that.
Mountaineers on the inbound from midcourt. Wells drives, puts up the basket, and we get a whistle and a walk, I guess.
She gave a head fake, but I didn't think that.
Not a foot fake.
Made an extra step, yeah.
High shot from the corner by Simons is no good and has to chase it down near midcourt. Manuel going to take it from the top of the key. No good. Schick with a rebound. West was all spread out on the floor and had nobody underneath. Roten will get it across for Tuscola. Works left. Dribbled it off the foot of Hearn and slid a little. No call. Curran. Curran's shot, no good, and a foul on Schick.
Well,
Curran to the line to shoot two.
And that'll be Gwinnett's second foul, team first here in the fourth.
Curran's first free throw, no good. Timeout, Tuscola with 7:21 to go after the first free throw. This time on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. This reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forgan Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Lead is 11. Curran to the line for the second free throw after the timeout by Tuscola. Their second. And Curran will hit the second one. Pushes the West lead up to 12. Wells gets it across over to Roten. Roten looking. Drives left. Baseline. Shot. Hangs. Banks it in. Offensively, Roten with the ball has done a lot tonight.
Done a really good job.
High post, Hearn. They'll hit Curran driving the lane.
There we
gets
go.
Called for the walk as Forbes stuck that paw on the ball as she drove by and hung her up. So Wells, no fouls in that third quarter, so still with only three. Wells feeds it to Forbes as she cut left and couldn't handle it. West leads by 10. Hearn on the high post. Dishes to Scontras. Pulls up the 15-footer off the rim. Won't go. Forbes got a hand on it, but Hearn's going to come down with it. Manuel drives left side of the lane, kicks it out. Amin back up top with it to Scontras. She'll drive right side and drive around. Count the basket. And a foul. Not sure by who.
Gwinnett.
Schick. That'll be her second, I believe.
Third.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Do not want to be providing misinformation. Scontras' free throw rolls it in. Kissed it off the front. Got the kick. 48-35. Back to the biggest lead of the night for West Henderson.
Oh.
And a pass took Roten away. Couldn't handle it. Backcourt violation on Tuscola. Manuel gets it across. They go high into Hearn. And Wills is going to just step in and tie her up. Got to be careful there and let them mistake that for a foul. West had the arrow, so they'll get keep possession. Simon spins, tried to go low on Kendall. Kick it out. Manuel from the top won't go. Forbes, tipped in from behind. Hearn's got the rebound on Amin's shot. No good. And Forbes came down with it, gave it to Roten. Roten trying to get it across. And the ball's tipped off Scontras, so Roten will keep it at midcourt. Bounce pass into Wells. Drives. Started to go around Hearn. Spun. Put the shot up. No good. Kendall gets the rebound. Puts the shot, and she's fouled.
There we go. Good job, Kendall. That'll be West's first team foul this fourth quarter. Put Kendall to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTM. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576.
Kendall's first free throw good, and Collier will check in now for Hearns for West Henderson. Kendall's second shot on the way, and is good. West lead is 12, 5:20 to go. In the corner, I mean, the shot, way too strong. Roten with the rebound. Was looking for help and finally just decided to take it herself. Avery will get it across midcourt, and Scontris will draw the block. So finally able to get a foul on her.
That'll be the second team foul. That's actually her third foul.
Trying to belly up on the defense there and got called for the block. Inbound to Forbes. Oh, rough pass by Roten to Schick. Lucky he didn't get picked off. Gwyneth working on Amin, put up a shot. I guess they'll say it was blocked. Schick hit the floor. Turnover to West. Scontra's going to pull the ball back. 4:45. Almost a double dribble there. She got the loping around there a little bit. Amin, too strong again. Rebound Simons. Picks up her dribble. We got a whistle. And an official going to, timeout. West Henderson with 4:34 to go. West up 48-37. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. That's the one thing about West. The scoreboard to our left is blocked by the stanchion of the main goal, and the scoreboard to the right is blocked by one of the auxiliary goals. So we can't get a good look at the visitor score on either side.
Yeah, you have to
Move and
do a little move.
Look through some holes. And
you know, this is a much better game, this one, than what it was at home for Tuscola.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we go to a running clock, maybe.
I think the final was like 64-33.
Okay.
It was close, but yeah, this game has been a lot better. Tuscola, first half, had played great, had some leads. Not saying it's over, but down by 11 with 4:34 to go. Both teams with two fouls. You got to think it's going to take a lot of pressure from Tuscola to force some turnovers to get back in this thing. Inbounds to Manuel, and it looked like that last series, Branson West was maybe interested in pulling it back and taking some time off the clock. Collier's decided to take a shot. Rolls off the front of the rim. Won't go. Rebound Williamson.
Well, you know, Scontris with three fouls. If you get her one more, you're in a little bit of more trouble than what she is.
They go high post into Kendall Williamson. Dribbled down the right side of the lane. Roten basically drove by on a handoff, kind of bumped Kendall into the West player. That was risky. 48-39, but Manuel with the drive and the lay-in. Lead is back to 11. Wells got an opening if she can get it. Blocked by Manuel. Second block by Sawyer Manuel on Wells this half. So Wells looking to inbound. The cut. Got to hurry. Gets it into Schick. She'll pull up. Didn't have her feet set. Missed the shot. But Wells, only one underneath the basket, able to stick it back.
I'll call that an assist.
Kind of like Derek Wittenberg to Lorenzo Charles. That was a pass. Derek Wittenberg still insists. Ball's loose. Wells was on defense on Scontris and didn't see it rolling behind her. Picked up by, going to have a walk.
There we go.
It was picked up by Collier. She drove baseline and shuffled the feet with 3:15 to go. The lead is 9. If we could get some three-pointers here, that can get you back into this thing quickly.
Right, but keeping this at a single-digit margin is going to be really big.
Schick got an opening, dumps it off. Baseline jumper, Forbes is good, and a timeout. Coach Sutton with 3 minutes exactly to play in the game, and this will be a full timeout, and it's brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. So the lead now cut to 7. Things starting to get a little interesting.
You're right, and just needed a couple of things to go away. Got to keep going that way, you know, with a 7-point margin here.
Well, as you said, Scontra's now picking up her third foul. Her and Wells are now even.
Right.
And with 3 minutes to go and a chance to jump back in this thing, Wells may have to start picking the tempo back up again a little bit, but it would be nice. We're just not really set up real well for three-pointers this year. It's just not been Tuscola's forte. Wells, you know, probably can hit it on occasion.
Yeah.
Schick, maybe a little later with some more experience, may have that ability. She's hit some.
Roten hit two the other night. Yeah.
Roten can do it. I think Forbes tried one the other night over, at East Henderson that I was a little surprised by. But it's just really three-pointers are not a part of Tuscola's game this year. But it is a quick way to get you back in. Now, on the flip side of this, defensively, Amin's out there on the floor. Got to be aware of that and put a little more pressure on her because she can get this thing going in a hurry. Scontra's going to drive, kick it out, Collier into the lane, dumps it out, top of the key. Simons misses, and I'm not real sure Coach Beyer is what that's what she wants right now. 2:30 to go. Forbes, the jumper, left side, short. Had a good look, couldn't get it to go. May have been tipped just a little bit. Manuel into the lane, drives, dumps it off to Amin. Top of the key, Scontris, way off. Rebound, Forbes, and a foul going to get called on the reach as Forbes rebounded. That's going to go on Ella Collier.
Yeah.
And that's the – okay, they're just pointing it's Tuscola's way. It's not time to shoot yet. 2:20 to go. Wells works left. Kendall Williams, ball fake, moves around the left side of the lane. Shot won't go.
Ah.
Amin with a rebound, feeds to Scontris. Has a little trouble getting the ball. Back to Amin. Cross court, Manuel. Schick had to recover. She had went down to help on the baseline. Had to get back up there on Manuel. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Williamson as Simon tried to drive up the baseline. Under two to play, 50-43. Amin to inbound, gets it into Manuel. Manuel pushes off Schick. Collier now on the wing. They go low. Simon's spin move on Williamson.
Man, that was all ball.
Okay. I have a little faith. Minute 43. Amin gets it inbounds to Scontris. Out on the wing. Wells out there on her defensively. Screen tried to be set by Collier and a blocking call on Wells as Scontris trips and falls, and Collier's moving screen caught no ire from the officials.
And that'll be Julia's fourth foul.
Minute 35 to go. Inbound to Manuel. Schick on Manuel. Screen set by Collier.
And all they're doing is just going to try to run the clock.
Yeah, they're pulling it back. In the side. Simons drives around Williamson. Going to get hacked from behind. Basket's no good, but
I'd say that's going to be on Kendall.
Yep, on Kendall. I thought maybe Forbes might have got her from behind, but that'll be the third foul on Kendall?
Yes.
Simon's first free throw is nothing but net. 51-43. Second one on the way. No good. Williamson tips it out to Roten. Scontris on Roten defensively in the backcourt. Screen set by Schick at the midcourt. Roten brings it down. Picks up her dribble, cross court, Forbes looking, hits Roten low, banks it in. And Roten collides with Collier after the shot. Took a little shoulder to the face. Schick and Wells going to put pressure in the backcourt. They'll get it across. Manuel with the ball. Coach Sutton calling for Tuscola to come out. Wells got to be careful with four. Manuel to Collier. Forbes will draw the foul. And, of course, 45 seconds to go. That'll be the fifth foul, so that will put Collier to the line. So Coach Sutton really hollering for the girls to get out there and start putting pressure outside because he knew West going to try to just move the ball around outside the perimeter.
Right.
And Collier's first free throw good. She's been pretty steady here on the line. We got a timeout by it'll be a full. I think West may have called it. No, nope, Tuscola did because he just I just saw him signal zero for Tuscola and three for West. So I didn't realize we'd taken that many. 45.3 seconds remaining, and it's 52-45.
Yeah.
So again, have cut it to seven. And Wells, though, with four fouls, got to be careful. We'll have boys basketball action to follow here on Tuscola Sports Radio. And if you missed any Mountaineer basketball or even football, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2025 football season, and it is also up to date on basketball on Tuscola On Demand. Collier to the line to shoot. The second one is good. 53-45. Lead is eight. Wells will get it across midcourt. Good screen set high by Williamson. Lays it in. Of course, Tuscola without timeouts. Going to have to try to stop with a foul. Manuel. Man, Collier keeps dipping that hip as people coming by, and they're not. Somebody needs to just hit the floor. And finally, Schick will get the foul on Manuel to stop the clock with 23.6.
That'll be Gwyneth's fourth.
And really, they let a little too much time go off the clock there. Manuel's first one is good. Segment on away, short, rebound Wells. She'll drive, works left side, goes up against Amin, blocked by Collier. 15 seconds, a whistle in the backcourt, and that's going to go on Wells, and that'll do it for Julia with 14.6 seconds remaining. Ah, they do have a buzzer. That'll get Samantha Horton up off the bench.
Good night for Julia. I got her down with 10 points.
Julia worked hard. Picked up that third foul in the first half, and that kind of hampered the effort there after that. Second free throw, no good. Missed both of them. Mountaineers still only down by seven, but only 11 seconds.
Oh, man.
And the steal by Scontris. Goes and puts it up over Schick. Won't go. Ball tip. Picked up by Forbes. Schick going to get. Tried to pass it down to Roten, who was cutting to the basket. Couldn't get the shot off. And that'll do it. 54-47. Mountaineers fall tonight to West Henderson, but the Lady Falcons knew they were in a game tonight, Branson.
They did, and you got to credit our girls for this. I mean, you knew West, they've been on kind of a roll, like you said, since Christmas, after the Christmas break. But our girls played a heck of a ball game tonight.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll get you ready for boys basketball action next here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison back here with you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to bring you boys basketball action. Varsity girls lose tonight 54-47. And great effort by Tuscola. Julia Wells hampered early with three fouls in the first half. And plan had been to kind of be in the pocket of June Scontras tonight. But when she picked up that third foul, kind of had to back off. And that took the pressure off Scontras. Of course, June still really, honestly, did not have, I don't know that she did, I'm not sure she hit 20. Her average is 20.2. I don't know that she got there tonight.
No, they did a good job holding her, you know, down. Because really, it was probably about two or three other girls from West that picked it up tonight as far as scoring goes.
Collier had a good effort, especially there late with the free throws. Amin came in. She hit two big three-pointers there in the third quarter.
Right.
And that kind of pushed that lead out and made it real difficult for Tuscola to get back in it for a while. But they did, got down by as much as 13, cut it to 7.
Right.
And at that point they had to foul to stop the clock, ran out of timeouts, and just weren't able to draw it any closer.
Yeah. But a great effort tonight. Probably, you know, it was a good follow-up from Tuesday night. There's no such thing as a good loss.
Symbolic victory, yeah. The English language escapes me at the moment, but you know it's
a pretty loss, maybe, yeah. Something like
well,
that.
Well, I don't think they're pretty, but
yeah,
you know, it was a good effort by the Mountaineers, Lady Mountaineers tonight, and kind of shows still that they've definitely worked on some of the issues that plagued them a few weeks ago, and it's just a matter of taking what you learned and taking the good stuff that you did and keep remembering to do that, and kind of the bad passes and the fouls, kind of let those go and push forward as we finally get to come home next week.
Right.
As we'll play Smoky Mountain on Tuesday.
Been a while.
And got Franklin coming in on Friday night next week. North Anderson, of course, led by Brandon Brooks. Formerly, he was a head JV coach at Tuscola. He's been here 7 years now. Currently 4-14. West kind of has hit a low point,
right,
in their effort so far compared to what they've been the last few years. They're 0-8 in the conference. They've had 7 losses in a row dating back to December the 29th. They lost to Tuscola back on the 16th of December, 68-63. In overtime, which gave Tuscola their first conference win in almost 2 years. But here's one of the things. The 3 of their 4 wins have been by a total of only 4 points.
Right. Wow.
So even the games they've won have been close.
Right.
They beat Irwin twice, once by 1 and once by 2. And then they Brevard they beat by 1. So they're led by Jonah Christ. He's averaging 13.7 points per game. Adrian Koo averaging 6.7, and he's tied for second in rebounding with 4.8. Zane McCraw with 5.8 is their leading or third leading scorer. Their leading rebounder is Cooper Lawrence with 5.2 rebounds, and Brady Duvall is tied with Koo at 4.8 for second. Tuscola comes in tonight 2-15, 1-7. That one conference win against West back on December 16th, as we said. And the importance of this game tonight for Tuscola is if they can sweep West, that's really going to affect seeding.
Right.
Probably bumps West, looking at it for the conference tournament, probably going to bump West out of the 8th seed.
Yes. And, you know, and the guys can do it because they're playing better. And, you know, like we said, I know we keep harping on it and stuff. We see Hayden Setzer up and stuff. Get him in there. He's another one that they're bringing off the bench, doing a good job, you know, shooting and everything. But I think they're wanting to see him take some more shots because I think if Hayden can start hitting shots, it's opening it up for everybody else.
Yeah, because Hayden's definitely the bomber from long range out in the corner. And, you know, let's look at, yeah, North Henderson, yeah, we ended up with a running clock late in the game.
Right.
But with 1 minute to go before halftime, Tuscola was only down by three.
Yes.
And had a lead at some points in the second quarter. So it was not all a bad effort by the Mountaineers on Tuesday night at North Henderson. They just got behind a bad run there, or a good run, I should say, with a minute to go by North. And then when North came out of the locker room at halftime, they sort of kicked it into gear. And my guess is got a royal butt-chewing in the dressing room at halftime that kind of perked them up by Coach Justin Paris. So, but, you know, started out a great effort by the Mountaineers. They were in it, fought all the way there in the first half, just eventually. And look, North's big, they're long, they're talented, and they're athletic.
Right.
And it became too much, you know, the tide became in and it was too strong.
Yes.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll get ready to bring you boys basketball action right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage, and we are coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Crow's Nest in the Rugby Mills River Mountain Home Metroplex.
Well, I've decided I think I'm going to call it the Falcon's Nest.
Well, I guess, technically it is a Falcon's Nest because they are Falcons, aren't they? Not the Fighting Crows of West Henderson. Mountaineers looking tonight, looking like Stonewall Strickland, Anthony Massey, Bryce Ferguson, Gavin Chouinard, and Jet Bartley. So same starting lineup pretty much all year for the Mountaineers. And look like Chase Perkins isn't dressed tonight. I saw him in warm-ups. He was in street clothes.
Right, and, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything. And so,
and of course, Brandon Sutton, Walker Rogers, Patel. Look like they're up tonight, dressed. We're getting the sportsmanship speech again.
Right.
Man, last night may have been the longest pregame we've had.
Which one?
The one before the girls' game.
I know, but you know, I think he read something else right before the boys' game.
Oh, there was a. I didn't know if it was the Gettysburg Address or what we had going on. It was lengthy. And of course, the announcer that Wet North has had the last few years is not there anymore.
Right, he has taken a job over at Mars Hill, and I think that's taken up a little bit of his time. I think he's with the Alumni Association over there, Tim Lawley. Of course, once baseball gets started, he'll be with the Asheville Tourists. So,
of course, Gary Ayers was doing PA for the football at West. I imagine he's tied up with Catamount Basketball, traveling with that now. So, Mountaineers starting lineup being announced. We've already gone over them. Trying to get a look at West's bench, and they're all hunkered over and can't read their numbers. Well, it's time for Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Starting for West Henderson tonight will be Jonah Chris, their leading scorer, a senior and pretty upper-class laden team. They've got four seniors and about five juniors on this squad. So Oliver Sellen starting tonight, a junior. Number 11, Cooper Lawrence. Adrian Koo.
I thought that when I was looking at the rosters on
and Cooper Kanch,
Max Preps, that I saw Rick Wood's name as
statistician. Yeah, Coach Wood, of course, longtime West Henderson coach, spent a little spell at Tuscola.
Right.
Ball going to be controlled on the tap. And our keys to the game, as I said, are brought to you by Bethel Storage. And tonight, Mountaineers, if we can play the first whole game like we played the first half against North Henderson, kind of keep Chris away from the basket a little bit. Might bode well. Of course, Mountaineers with a victory all over West already. So Selland with the ball. And that's a new starter for West. Koo, head fake, drives, puts up the shot over Bartley, won't go. Jett gets a hand on it and gets the rebound. Did Jett get a haircut?
He did.
I saw less hair out there. Wasn't sure it was him. Strickland, Mountaineers with the ball now. We just started. Tied at zero. Motion offense up top for Tuscola. Strickland, the handoff. Massey going to pull up. Top of the key. Won't go.
Oh.
So Koo handling the basketball. To Selland. They'll swing it around now to Cairns. They'll hit Lawrence on the cut. And the 15-footer's good. West with a 2-0 lead. We've paid a minute 20. Bryce Ferguson handling the ball for Tuscola across midcourt. Screen going to be set high by Jett Bartley. And he'll go by Jonah Crist, and the layup is good by Bryce Ferguson. Tied at two.
Good job by Bryce getting us on the board.
Cairns. Swings it. Lawrence now to Crist on the wing. Drives into the lane and
got a wall. Yeah. Took an extra step.
Rucker Tennyson with the methodical walk call. Turnover to Tuscola's tied at 2. Ooh, Bryce about tripped himself as he got across the midcourt line. Screen high by Bartley again. They'll kick it out. Strickland thought about it. Now he'll step in the lane. The jumper for 2. 4-2. Mountaineers with the lead. Koo gets it over to Lawrence. Christ on the wing. Chenard out there on defense. Back to Lawrence. Cairns on the right wing. Looks inside. Crystal cut baseline. Left side, Selland. West trying to move that ball. Not really interested in getting it inside right now. Chris dribbles into the arc, kicks it back. Selland, ball fake, got Ferguson off his feet. He'll drive into the lane, kick it out. Koo with it now. He'll drive, checks up, kicks it back out. Cairns. And Chris will finally throw up the three-pointer from the wing. Won't go. Rebounded by Cairns, won't go. And rebounded by Jet Bartley for the Mountaineers. We hit the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. Up 4-2. Chenard pulls up, takes a jumper, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Cooper Lawrence. Quickly down. Chris gets it down. He'll drive from the wing. Went to lay it up baseline. Won't go. Anthony Massey with the rebound. Alley to Ferguson. The Massey-Ferguson combination. Oh. Ferguson going to lose the ball. Chris with a reach in there. No call. Recovers, dishes to Strickland. He'll put up a shot, tried to throw it up over his back, and he'll get fouled.
And that's going to put Stonewall to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Call Terrell if you're wanting to grow your business at 648-3576.
That foul on Cooper Cairns, sophomore forward. And Hayden Setzer will check in for Anthony Massey. The Mountaineers will drop 4 back on defense now and leave Strickland there at the free throw line alone. He'll miss the second one. Rebound by Koo. Adrian Koo will bring it down for the Falcons. Left side, Chris. Lawrence up top. Setzer out there on him defensively. Brady Duvall now in the game for West, and the jumper by Chris for 3. And we're tied at 5. Halfway through the first quarter. Chris thinking about really picking up the defensive pressure on Ferguson there. Had the outlet to Setzer on the wing. Ferguson will take it back now, top. Chenard, ball fake, and wow. One. Coach Messer with some instruction after that turnover. Number 12, Liam Austin in the game now for West. Lawrence, they'll swing it one on the left side to Duvall. Koo going to drive right side of the lane, puts it up and over. First lead of the night for West Ender. Actually, no, they were up 2-0 for a brief moment. 7-5. Chenard hands off to Bartley. Now Setzer to Strickland. Chenard into the lane, kicks it back out. Ferguson couldn't handle it, and then Chris bumped it off Ferguson's head. Lawrence will pick it up. He'll drive and lose it out of bounds, but it's tipped out by Gavin Chenard. Inbound to Chris. Now Duvall back to Chris. Long jumper, no good. Off the front of the rim, it'll go out of bounds at the Tuscola bench. Still 7-5, 2:50 to go here in the first, and whistle carrying is the violation on Tuscola. Don't see that very often these days. Zane McCraw in the game for West. He'll give Lawrence a break. Austin, Chris, Koo. Over to Chris. Swinging around. Koo, there's a walk. Top of the key as he tried to shake and bake. Coach Messer hollers out to keep moving. To Setzer. To Bartley. And that's exactly what the Mountaineers will do. Chouinard swings to Ferguson. Ferguson head fake.
Ah.
Shuffle steps. Loses the ball. Stolen by Christ. Over on the wing. Liam Austin for three. Won't go. Zane McCraw with a rebound. Kicks it out to Koo. McCraw thought about driving and picks up his dribble, dumps to Chris in the lane, jab step, misses, rebound Bartley. Under two to play here in the first. Strickland with the ball on the wing. He'll handle it to Bartley and the Mountaineers, and Chouinard with the screen by Bartley hits the three.
That 3-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contractor.
So now Mountaineers back up 8-7. McCraw. Chris over to Austin. Dribbles into the lane. Picks up his dribble. Goes up and around Setzer and banks it in. 9-8. West in the lead. Minute and a half to go. Strickland going to pick up his dribble. They'll go in a corner. Bryce Ferguson tried to drive the baseline. Went off of Chris. Anthony Massey checks back in, gives Bartley a break. With a minute 12, Jace Chamberlain in. A lot of subs for West. They're using that whole bench. Inbounds to Setzer. To Massey, head fake, drives into the lane, dumps it off. Strickland dribbles into the lane, and he'll get called for the walk. We're engaging defeat too quickly. Another turnover in the minute 5. Falcons up 9-8. Koo thought about it. Chamberlain now, he'll go to the left side, dump it off. Duval. Koo between the legs. Head fake. Chamberlain pulls up free throw line, kicks it out. Austin's shot going to be short. Brady Duval follows on the putback. Ball rebounded long out there on the baseline, and he got it up and over Massey. Chouinard on the point. Hands off to Setz. Almost stepped before he dribbled. Strickland picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Ferguson. It's 11-8. 24 seconds. Ooh, Ferguson had him opening. Ball faked it to the right and then went up, but he missed the shot. I believe he should have just kept going. Because you could have drove a car through that hole.
Right, and he...
Cool drive left side, missed the shot. Duval follows with a rebound, then loses it, and we're going to get a collision. And Duval has a word with the official. And that foul's going to go on Brady Duval, senior forward. Kind of drugged Bryce Ferguson to the ground there.
Had him by the neck. Putting his arm around him, but had around the neck.
2.6 seconds. Going to have to get the shot off from behind the midcourt line, and it's short. West takes an 11-8 lead into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Hayward Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage, and we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Falcon's Nest on the campus of West Henderson High School here in Mountain Home, North Carolina.
Took advantage of some of the one of the eateries on our way over today, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I had, well, had too much. I should have picked one and been consistent and stuck with it. Wings and ribs was a bit, well, I was surprised by the ribs. They were quite meaty. Mountaineers will start with possession here in the second quarter. Ferguson jab-stepped in and picks up his dribble, gives it over to Massey. Chouinard, ball fake, kicks it out to Ferguson. Ooh, that was a risky pass, and Bartley got to be careful, and it's too late. Jett had done great, not gotten a foul in the first quarter. And this will be his first early in the second.
And team first in the second.
Not sure what Bryce saw, but there was not a black jersey really in any position to get that pass. Mountaineers, of course, in their road black uniforms. Cairns back in the game now. Gives it over to Chamberlain on the point. Christ to Koo. Drives the lane. Went up into Ferguson and kind of just bumped the ball with him and then goes up and scores. 13-8. Mountaineers got an answer right here. Can't let this get out any further. Strickland into the lane. Going to try to lay it in, and a foul from behind by Cooper Lawrence, and Coach Brooks not happy with that call.
And that's going to send Stonewall to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're wanting to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
I'll tell you, this rim hates black uniform.
Right. It's done the girls' game. It was unreal how many in and outs we had.
And Stonewall misses both. And those are going to be crucial in a game this tight. West up by five. Chris to Koo. We're early in the second. Cairns looks inside. He'll drive. Puts it up and over Bartley. Won't go. Jett with a rebound. Chouinard. To Ferguson. To Strickland. To Massey. We're doing this motion up top. Chouinard going to pull up. Take the three. Won't go. Long pass. Trying to hit Cairns down there at the basket, and it's over his head. Still moving the ball. Ferguson kicks it out in the corner. Massey head fake, drives baseline and dribbles it off his foot. Coach Messer going to take a timeout with 6:12 here in the second. Mountaineers down 13-8. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And Coach Messer came in tonight with a definite plan on how he wanted ball movement, good open shots, and
right.
Sometimes they're doing it and sometimes they're not. Bartley, of course, you know, Bartley, I know early in the season he wanted Bartley to contribute more offensively, but, you know, quietly going about his work tonight. He's gotten some rebounds down low inside on the defensive end. And, of course, only that one foul here early in the second quarter. Setzer will get up off the bench to check in for Tuscola.
Yeah, what you're saying about Jett needs to stay out of foul trouble because he's big under the basket.
Yeah, they're not getting around him. Crystal drive goes up and over. Shot put up over Bartley, and it's no good. It'll roll out of bounds. Beat Tuscola's ball.
And right there, that was the presence of
challenged the shot, Jett. Made him go high. So Bryce Ferguson going to bring it down, works right side. Now Elijah Hampton in the game. Works left to Shenard. Now Bartley to Hampton. This quick over the top, and Hampton had a hard time, able to save it, get it to Setzer. They go in high post. Shenard will pull up, kicks it out. Ferguson for three. Won't go. Setzer, had the rebound, and it's tipped out by Chris. Got to be stronger. Long pass. Hampton maybe could have drawn the foul there on Koo. And Chris, the fadeaway from the 15-foot line is good. Mountaineers without a basket this quarter. 15-8. Hampton, Shenard. Ooh, almost a walk.
That was.
And then
very
Chris
close.
With a steal. Long pass, Koo. The layup won't go. A follow by Lawrence is no good and rebounded out by Bartley to Ferguson. Hampton tried to put it up. No good. Ferguson, rebound, fades away, won't go, and we got out of bounds off Koo. Whistle. Sellin will check in for West Henderson. Jace Chamberlain out. Bryce Ferguson will inbound for Tuscola. Looks high, goes way out to Setzer. Hands off Ferguson. Behind the back, spins, moves, in the lane. Bryce, the shot won't go, but a foul.
And that's going to put Bryce on the line. Who's that foul on?
Oliver Sellin, number 23, and junior guard for West.
If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTL.
First point of the second quarter for Tuscola on the free throw line by Bryce Ferguson. Ball's on the way. Hits both of them. It's 15-10. 4:41 to go here in the half. Koo will bring it down for West Henderson. Christ to Cairns in the high post. Now down to Lawrence. He'll kick it back out. Chris from the wing rattles out. Won't go. Bartley got hands on him. Then lost it coming down. Picked up by Cairns on a whistle. And a hold, I believe, going to be called on Elijah Hampton. Zane McCraw will check in. Senior forward. Lawrence will check out for West Henderson.
That'll be Elijah's first foul.
Selling to inbound. Into Chris. To Koo. Way out on the wing. Screen set high by McCraw on Setzer. Selling. They'll swing it to Chris. Inside low. Cairns up and over Jet Bartley. Good move there by Cooper Cairns, a sophomore forward. Setzer to Hampton. Skip pass. Bartley will take the jumper. Won't go. Rebound Hampton. We're going to get a whistle and a push on Hayden Setzer.
Hayden.
Made a little too much room for rebounding. 17-10. Coach Messer having to chat with one of the officials as they walk down the floor. Under four to play here in the half. Koo to Chris. Goes into the lane. Just throws one up. Won't go. Strickland with a rebound for Tuscola. 17-10. Shenard gets double teamed out there on the wing. Oh, dumped to Hampton. Behind the back pass to Strickland. Not sure that was intentional, but that's how it worked out. Setzer with it now. He'll rotate. Shenard, spin, got stripped as he went up. Steal by Christ. Missed the layup. Shenard with the rebound, and he'll get pushed. And Shenard, and we got a technical foul. I believe Shenard going to pick up the tech after he was fouled. Nope.
He held up a
They call it on Strickland? I'm confused.
It looked like he was holding up a three. Could it have been a zero?
It looked like a three. Shenard drew a foul, and then he and McCraw kind of bumped, there, and almost thought Chouinard was going to pick one up on a dead ball. So Hayden Setzer will go shoot the technicals because that's only the third foul on West Henderson. Setzer will miss the first one. They should get possession after this for the technical foul. So I guess, no, it says number three. There's not a number. I guess it was on Christ. In fact, Christ is going to come to the bench now for West Henderson.
Huh.
Now Rick Harris over there talking to one of the assistants, and one of the other assistants is trying to demonstrate what Chouinard did. Now Coach Messer wants to have a chat just to get things cleared up on what happened.
So Hayden got that second free throw, right?
Yes, it's 17-11, and I think we've got – there was a foul, the personal foul. There was a personal foul against Chouinard, but there was, it was not – we're not even close to the bonus yet, so Chouinard didn't get to shoot. Setzer went in and shot the technicals. I think Coach Messer kind of got confused about where we were in the game at this point, foul-wise. Strickland. Mountaineers with possession after the technical foul. Ferguson will pull up, left elbow, buries it too. And it's 17-13. Under three, here in the half. Sellin to Koo, to Cairns. He'll drive baseline.
Oh, that's got to be a walk. There it is, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cairns drove. Got cut off. He dipped, tried to put a shoulder in. As he tried to bump with the shoulder, he moved both feet at the same time.
Shuffled those feet.
That's that old Nate Bradford move. Nate was a lot smoother at it, though. Chouinard, and Chouinard going to get bumped as he goes up by Selland. And they're not going to give Chouinard the shooting foul. Fourth one on West Henderson. Ferguson to inbound baseline. Looked at Bartley. Oh, my gosh. That's the highest inbound I ever seen. Put Chouinard in a bad position. Is Selland able to come out there on him? Down here's moving the ball again. Ferguson into the lane. Spins. Tried to feed Bartley. There's just way too hard of a pass. And with a loose ball, I'm afraid Bartley going to get called with a foul. So now his second. With 2:28 to go in a half, and Bartley will come out. Massey back in. Brady Duvall checks in, as does Liam Austin for West Henderson. Chris. Across, McCraw drives the lane. Ball fake, nobody buying it. They'll kick it out. Koo swings, Chris goes by Chouinard. Little jumper up and in. 19-13, West in the lead. Chouinard going to pull up right elbow, won't go. May have been tipped by Chris. Right side, Chris. Koo on the left wing, working on Strickland. Kicks it out to Duvall. Now McCraw on the top to Koo. Backs out. Now he'll swing it right. Chris going to go up and in, and partially blocked as he went up by Hayden Setzer. Massey pulls up. Chouinard for three.
Boom.
And
big
it's good.
Three.
Coach Brooks going to take a timeout with a minute 30. Mountaineers got the lead to three, and this timeout is on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
And that three-point shot was sponsored by Forger Contracting. So, Tuscola keeping this close right here, Charles. As we've said all year, they can keep it close no matter what. I mean, I think they've always got a chance on this. Of course, you know, first game went into overtime, which was big for Tuscola. getting that first win, like you said earlier in the broadcast. First win in over almost 2 years. Of course, that night, that first game, Gavin Schnarr had a big night with 29 points for the Mountaineers in the win.
Austin brings it down. They'll dump it to Koo. We got a whistle, and Adrian Koo called with the walk.
A lot of walks tonight.
Minute 15 to go here in the half. West up 19-16. Ferguson will bring it down for Tuscola. Works left. Spins. Got held there by Austin. Bryce put up a shot and got hammered. Bryce hits the floor. Fortunately, his head didn't.
Solid
I think
hit.
We get to shoot now. Bryce Ferguson to the line.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576. And Bryce hitting that first free throw.
Chance to cut it to one with a minute 5 here in the half. And it's good. Nineteen-18, West in the lead. Over to Chris, left side, goes into the lane, pulls Ooh. Up. Koo dumps it out. Duval going to take the three, no good. McCraw, rebound, drives, spins, puts it up, hangs on the rim, won't go, rebound sets her. Chenard pulls up, left side, Ferguson into the lane, about to lose it, gives it to Setzer, thought about it, hands it off to Strickland. Stonewall into the lane. He'll go up and over. Hangs on the rim. Won't go, but we got a foul. That's going to be on Zane McCraw. Number 0.
That's going to put Stonewall on the line.
Strickland with a chance to put the Mountaineers ahead for the first time in a while. Just a touch over 30 seconds to play. Cairns and Lawrence will check in. Sam Callaway in for the Mountaineers. For Chenard.
Oh.
Strickland misses both of them. No, he hit the first one. We're tied at 19. Koo into the lane. Too hard. Lawrence with a rebound. Puts it back. And the basket's good. 21-19. We go under 15 seconds. Ferguson in the lane. Oh, got... He's got too far into the basket, screwed his release point up. He missed it. He was hanging backwards trying to get it to go in. Koo, left side, Cairns, little jumper good. And that'll do it for the first half. Tied at 19 with 15 seconds, and West makes a little run to take a four-point lead going into the half. It's 23-19 here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. It's also time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Avery Roten. Are you looking for a safe place to store all those holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Avery, you don't want to say moral victory. Nobody likes that term.
Yeah.
And it, you know, on the column, it goes down as a loss. But good, tough ball game for the Lady Mountaineers tonight.
I agree.
The, you know, we talked to Coach Sutton before the game. We kind of knew what the game plan was. It was to put Wells out there on Scontris and get in her pocket, basically. And it worked for a while, but when Julia picked up that third foul, had to back off naturally. Mm-hmm. And though I still say Scottish did not have that. I don't think she hit her average tonight. She was averaging 20.2. I don't think she hit it tonight.
I think Julia did an amazing job shutting her down. And when Gwyneth was out there, when Julia was in foul trouble, I think she also did a good job.
And that's the thing. Gwyneth, being a freshman, you know, it's tough on freshmen.
It is.
You know, you're out there with older kids and you're new to the team, and it can be intimidating. She's done very well, and we saw on Tuesday night, you know, what she and Julia could do together as guards. You kind of got put in the position tonight having to bring the ball up.
Yes.
Got it in. Made some shots, though. You got some looks at the basket. Were they sloughing off you tonight defensively?
I don't know what it was. I think maybe that. Maybe I'm just – I think Julia and Kendall were doing a good job finding me in the middle of the court. I think it was a mix of both.
We just noticed there was times you had, like, huge open lanes to the basket. It's and I told Branson at one point, I said, you know, they're laying off her, and they're making a mistake because you were taking it to the hole and getting the shot and had a great game with 14 points tonight. So we look ahead. We finally get to come home.
Yes, finally.
after moving to Henderson County for the last 10 days. So we got Smoky Mountain coming. That's a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's one that we're not able to pull one out. What can we expect on Tuesday against Smoky if we get to play, if the blizzard of 2026 doesn't roll in here?
Yeah, I think we're excited for the rematch. We need a rematch with them. And as a team, we've been working on our next play mentality, and I think that past two games – That's helped, and we've had a positive attitude, and we've worked together better as a team. And I think Tuesday we're going to devastate Smoky, so I'm excited.
Well, that's what we want is confidence. But you're right. You talk about that. Saw a great change in kind of the whole aspect of the team on Tuesday night against North. You really played well together. You made some changes defensively. We saw some defenses we had not seen all year. Kind of did a box and one there for a while on Watkins. I think he went 2-3 zone for a little bit from what Julia told us on Tuesday night. And then, of course, played man. But, you know, that mixing up on defense, you reacted well. Cut way down on the turnovers on Tuesday night.
Yes.
Which always is going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But you think going back to – now, the East Henderson game, that was kind of – a letdown because, you know, y'all guys, you and East, have kind of been close competitively for the last two seasons. And we kind of thought that going in last Friday down there, and didn't quite work out that way. Of course, one of the things we noticed about East, they're a lot more physical than they used to be.
Yes.
They played tighter, they played tougher, and they played with a lot more contact, especially Lindsay.
Yes.
Down inside. She was a banger. And I don't think we've seen that out of East in the last few seasons. And I even looked at the roster, and I'm like, I don't recognize a lot of names down there like I did at East. So they're doing that with pretty much a new lineup. Of course, Smoky, I still see some names there I recognize. They're still tough. Franklin coming in on Friday next week. We haven't had a chance to see Franklin this year. I don't think they're quite at the level they've been. Because when I looked at the standings, Pisgah's first, I think West is second.
Yeah.
Franklin was either maybe fourth. What's going on over in Franklin right now? What can you tell us about the game out there?
I think that they just recently had a coaching change.
Ah.
And lost a couple of players.
Okay.
So they're a little bit, I think they're just trying to find themselves again, but that's good for us. Hopefully, while they're still trying to figure things out, we can hit them Friday.
Well, and you know, coming back home, you know, I'm sure you want your fellow students to show up on Tuesday and Friday night and get behind you guys and get loud and get raucous and get things rocking and rolling back on the hill. So we hope to get back there and get that started as long as the weather lets us come back, right?
Yes.
So that's Avery Roten, our A1 storage player of the game. We'll be back with more after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forca Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Mountaineers down at the half, 23-19. Got a chance to stay in this one, but we got to get off to a good start here in the second half, Branson.
Yeah, can't have many turnovers. Got to go after it. I think they got to be aggressive and try to. You know, I mean, only down four, but you need to get this four, I think, pretty quick, tie it up, even take the lead.
Of course, we're changing in, so hopefully this Rams a little more friendly to us. Right. You got scoring for the first half?
I do. First half, Stonewall. I have him down with four. I have Gavin Chouinard with two big threes, giving him 6 points. Bryce Ferguson, I have down with 8 points, and I have Hayden Setzer with 1 point from the free throw line to give us 19 here at the half.
And Bartley with, I believe, two fouls so far. Went through the first quarter, didn't get one, picked up two there in the second. Bartley even took a shot, which, you know, it's not been his thing. He's perfectly happy to play defense and rebound.
Right, and, you know, when he does that, he's a rebounding machine. Kind of reminds you of almost the way, I know, if I had to think of somebody that uses the body a whole lot to get those rebounds and try to cause his narrow stature body into a big body, kind of like a Dennis Rodman type.
Yeah, just expand in the lane and take up space. And it would be nice to see him chip some in every now and then, though. Anything that we can do to pick up the point total for Tuscola is something we need to do. We'll be with you next week. We'll have home games on Tuesday and Friday. Smoky Mountain visits the Hill on Tuesday night, and then we will play Franklin at home on Friday night.
We won't know what to do when we get home Tuesday.
No, and then we go, and then there's only like another week after that. We got Pisgah away, Brevard at home, and wrap things up senior night on February 10th against East Henderson at home. So this thing has flown by after Christmas.
It really has. And, normally it kind of slows down because once we get to that Christmas break, you know, you have the break and then you kind of go. But we went, but it seems like it's, I don't know, going by a whole lot quicker.
Well, of course, we also played three conference games in December, so that kind of got part of that conference schedule out of the way.
And then we didn't go to Franklin.
Didn't go to Franklin, and wound up not going to Brevard because they moved that game.
They found out they were having finals, and they didn't want to be that the next week, so that's why they moved the games around and stuff.
So West will start with possession here in the second half. And we got a whistle, and Liam Austin will walk as he drives towards the lane.
So Tuscola need to capitalize on that turnover right here.
Yeah, down by four. Need to get back, chip this lead, and start trying to get into a back-and-forth situation here at least. Massey will bring it down. Works left. Screen was set high by Bartley. To Chouinard. Strickland had a hard time handling the basketball. He'll go in the lane, put up a shot. No good, but he's fouled. And that's the other thing. If we're going to draw fouls, we need to draw it in the act of shooting.
True. So he gets to the foul line.
So we at least get to the foul line. Of course, when we get there, we got to make them.
True, and that's going to put Stonewall on the line right here in this free throw sponsored by WPTL. If you're wanting to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Yeah, that first one started to go in and popped out. Misses the second one off the front of the rim, so this rim likes us no better than the other one did. Right side, Chris pulls up, three-pointer, no good. Bartley goes up with a great rebound against Lawrence.
What we were talking about.
Ferguson to Chouinard. Chris on him defensively for West. Hand off, Bartley. Now we'll rotate. Massey, Strickland, and stumbles, and he'll get called for the walk as he got tripped up, maybe on his own feet, not sure. And the turnover to West. Now they're still down by four. No score here in the second half, either squad. Coup to Lawrence. Going to drive, go around Strickland. Tried to lay it in, wouldn't go. Ball got tipped out by Cairns. Picked up by Chouinard. He's outnumbered. And he'll go up, try to throw up the shot. And Crist with the bump. And that foul on Jonah Crist. And that'll send Chouinard to the line. So,
they wouldn't say he was in the act of shooting.
And that's the discussion Coach Messer having now. Why are we not on the line? Ferguson way out to Massey. Down to Bartley. Backs to the basket. He'll hand it off. Chouinard misses. Rebound out long to Strickland. Stonewall, Chouinard, Ferguson behind the back, into the lane, tried to put it up, didn't get enough on it. Coup. Bartley cut him off, dumps it down to Cairns. He can't get it to go. Chouinard rips it out. Ball's loose, picked up by Chris. Tried to bounce it off Chouinard, saved by Bartley.
Oh.
Bartley tried to get it to Massey, couldn't get it, and Strickland runs through and tips it to Ferguson. That was the most fortuitous series of tips I've seen.
And every one of them touched it.
Strickland into the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Let's see if they let him shoot. On the floor again.
Yep.
That foul on number 11, that's Cooper Lawrence for West Henderson, and their third team foul already. We've played about a minute and 44 seconds. Inbound to Bartley, couldn't handle it, saves it to Massey, to Chouinard. Strickland, left wing. Bartley going to take the shot, top of the key, wouldn't go. Rattled in and out. Man. Coup, left side, pulls up inside the arc for two. So that breaks the ice, and we finally got a score here in the second half. It took 2 minutes and 5 seconds to do it. Chouinard spins, lane, put up the shot, bank, and a walk.
Wow.
Jace Chamberlain will check in for Liam Austin at West. Mountaineers need a turnover here. Coup to Lawrence in the corner. Crist on the wing. Goes in the lane, hangs, puts up the shot, no good, and he's fouled.
And that was on. Eyes on Gavin.
Chouinard with the foul.
Says he's first. I was thinking we'll take it, though.
Signal on the way and rolls in. 26-19 to Strickland. On the wing. He'll pull up and not real sure where that ball was going. Stolen away in the lane. And we're going to get a foul, and he's looking on the floor. Nope. Called the charge. Holy cow. Cooper Lawrence. Good effort there by Anthony Massey. Drawing the charging foul. Mountaineers need a bucket here. Down by seven. Ferguson tried to go right around the screen set high by Bartley. Left side. Chouinard won't get it to go. Bartley saves it. Massey was in the middle of the lane and got the tip in from Bartley, and the basket's good, and that's Tuscola's first basket of the second half, and it took almost 3 minutes to get it in. Crist working on Chouinard. Pulls up off that rim. Won't go. Rebound Lawrence. Bartley challenged. Wouldn't go. Rebound Cairns and a shot. And it's probably going to go on Bartley.
I believe you're correct.
Oh, well, now he's kind of looking over towards Massey. I'm not sure.
That is. It was Anthony Massey. It was his first.
Yeah. Saves Bartley from getting his third. Lawrence will come out. Liam Austin into the game. Second one no good. Rebound Koo. He'll kick it back to Chris. Drives, spins, threw a heater in the lane to Cairns that he couldn't handle. Bartley will pick it up. And just like that, Chouinard leads Strickland a little too far. Timeout.
Yeah, Coach Messer going to call a timeout here.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. Early start tonight. We started at 6 instead of our usual 6:30 or later. So we're already in the third, and it's just now 8:30.
Right. You know, and it seemed like the girls didn't come out on the court till 6:30 Tuesday night. So it was
actually, we started a little touch past 6:30. Yep. So well ahead of the pace. Of course, a little different work here at West Henderson. They moved the JV games over into the auxiliary gym, and 4:05, Chouinard
got
blocked
yep.
by Christ. Chouinard not getting a good look at the basket. Chris been all over him here in this fourth quarter. Koo on the point. Setzer will guard him. Now Lawrence. Liam Austin got Bryce off his feet, goes in the lane, a whistle. And we're going to get a foul on Bryce Ferguson.
Be Bryce's second.
Only the team's second here in the fourth quarter. 3:41 to go. Got a few to give if we have to. Inbound to Chris. Drives. Pulls up. Won't go. Tip. Ian Austin will come down with it. He'll get it out of the lane back to Lawrence. They'll swing it. Liam Austin from the left corner. Short. Rebound to Ferguson, and he'll get tripped up as Bryce tries to take off. And Coach Brooks is absolutely disgusted with Liam Austin on that foul. Keeps staring at him, and Austin won't look at him.
Yeah.
You know you're in hot water. I just saw Coach Brooks say, why would you do that? West looking for a way to Bryce went up, got tipped. Hampton came down with a rebound, and they'll swing it right and try to start over. Setzer in the lane. Ferguson going to drive, picks up his dribble. He's off balance, blocked by Cairns. Gets it back, goes up, shot no good, but he's fouled. And Bryce just trying to make something happen there in the lane.
That's going to send Bryce to the line, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Ferguson to the line. 304, first one no good. Segment on the way is good. Inbounds. Christ behind the back. Stonewall Strickland. Now Bryce going to help pick up at midcourt. West will get it across. Lawrence, left wing. They'll swing it right. Koo, Christ, looks. Back to Koo at the point. Pulls it back. Austin looking. Cairns in the corner. West moving the ball now, looking to milk some clock. 2:35 and counting. Koo to Christ. Setzer will come out and challenge Koo. Now Lawrence, they'll go in the corner. Chris dribbles out of it. Dumps it up top. Koo. And finally we're going to get a foul by Stonewall Strickland to stop the clock with 2:20 to go.
And that will be Stonewall's.
Quite a bit of time come off the clock. And Coach Messer going to take a timeout, I think. Yep. Full timeout. With 2:20 to go, Mountaineers down by 8. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. So we got 2:20. Mountaineers let quite a bit of time come off there before trying to foul. And West content to just throw the ball outside the perimeter there and keep the clock moving.
Right, and that will be Stonewall's actually first foul of the game, team third, when they come out of this timeout.
Mountaineers was still one to give. Probably want to hold up here, try to get a steal on the inbound, and maybe try to stop it after that. Yeah. One of the officials is showing the other one his golf swing. Branson, you might want to go down there and help out.
Yeah. It'd probably be ugly right now. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah, it's
of course,
been a little,
the weather's been bad.
Yeah, this is not conducive to hitting a ball with a stick. Inbounds to Christ. Picks up his dribble. Strickland out there on him. He'll dump it to Koo. Koo. Christ. They go in the lane. Cairns going to drive, and he's cut off by Bryce Ferguson in a foul. Surely to goodness, they're not going to say he was in the act of shooting. There we go. That'll be the fourth team foul on Tuscola. Bryce's third. Oh, is Chris, I don't think Chris has been out of the game, has he?
I don't believe he has. I think the only time was when there was a little altercation down
there.
Oh,
yeah, they pulled him for just a minute down there. That's right. Ooh, Strickland. They didn't even get the first one. He grabbed a hold of the jersey of Chris, and he kept fighting through it. I thought, they're going to let this go. So that'll be the fifth foul, Chris to the line. He was in second foul on Stonewall Strickland. So they'll be in the bonus now rest of the way. Hayden Setzer in for Elijah Hampton for Tuscola. On the way. Second one's good. West up by 10. We go with 2 minutes to go here in the game. Ferguson in the corner to Setzer. Now Bartley. Ferguson. Top, Setzer. Chenard.
Ah.
Ball was tipped by Chris. It went into the backcourt. Strickland will go back there and pick it up. Ferguson went up, back blocked by Cairns, and then a foul in the backcourt here by Bryce Ferguson. And that'll be four on Bryce.
Yeah, picking up two real quick here late in the fourth.
Minute and 11 to go.
And that's going to send him to the line. That's Cooper Carnes.
First one's good. Segment on the way. Hits both. Lead is 12. Minute and 41 to go. Chenard. Ferguson. Swings it. Chenard. Ooh.
Wow.
Started to go up, pulled it back, hung on one foot, got the shot off, and no good. And it's tipped out of bounds. So Tuscola will keep the ball. Inbound right here below us to Chenard. Goes in the lane, dumps it out to Ferguson. Bryce works down. Bartley, jumper from the baseline, won't go. Follows his shot, but Cairns able to pick it up. Chris, he'll get it across midcourt. He and Chenard go at it. Double team by Ferguson. Now Koo in the lane. He'll pull it out, and looks like West going to try to run a little clock again, and we're going to get a foul out on the corner. Well, what happened? We had a timeout call. Okay. By West Henderson with 1:02 to go, up by 12.
I thought they were
getting ready to call foul on Bartley out there in the corner, but Coach Brooks may have been better served by letting that one go. Got some drop in the gloves in the Hurricanes Blackhawks game.
Nice.
And the Hurricane won. Polk County winning the Western Highlands Conference Wrestling Championship, beating Owen. Ball inbounds. We're going to get a whistle, and who's it on? Koo got fouled. Who was the fouler?
I'm thinking, oh, it's on Stonewall. That's his third.
Under a minute to play. Christ will miss the first one. Bartley back in. Setzer in. Second one on the way. Second one's good. 51-38. Oh, good Lord, they've not run the clock again.
There it goes. It finally got started.
Chenard up, hung on the rim, wouldn't go. Lawrence will tip it to Cairns. Austin to Koo, and Chris was wide open by himself under the basket and missed it. They punched it back out to Cairns, though. And Bryce Ferguson will draw the foul. And is that it for Bryce?
I believe it is because he had four. And that will be,
yep,
I believe, the fifth.
The referee just told him that's five. 36 and a half to go. Second one's good. Now 52-38. Mountaineers will roll it in. Chenard brings it down right side. Ball up. Knocked out of bounds by Cairns. Chenard gets it in their corner. Strickland. Hampton will put up a shot. No good. Follows. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out. Strickland will take the three. Won't go. Bartley got a hand on it. Cairns will come down with it, and he's going to get fouled as Bartley basically trips over him as Cairns kind of leaned down. A little over 20 seconds to go.
And they call that one on Jet, so that'll be four on him.
Aaron's free throw, no good. Rebound, Barnes, still 52-38, 17 seconds and counting. Chenard went up in the air, bounced it to Hampton to keep from getting it blocked by Chris. Shot up by Hampton, no good, and 7 seconds. Koo going to just sort of kind of walk it down, and now he'll get it across the line, and that'll do it. 52-38 is the final. here tonight from West Henderson. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Jet Bartley. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Jet, good first half. Second half, things just kind of got away from us. I think guys started getting kind of tired out there tonight. But let's talk about you tonight. Rebounding has always been your strength. You really kicked it in here in the second half. That third quarter, you pretty much owned down there on the boards. What were you doing down there to make things happen?
Well, thank you. Just being physical, fighting, going after the ball, making sure that either I get it or my teammate gets it, one of the two. And then so we can push and try to get back in the game.
You got some looks at the basket tonight. You had some open looks, got some shots. We were wondering, if they put lids on the rims. We couldn't tell, but it was just kind of tough tonight to get the ball to go in.
Yeah,
so tough game tonight. We finally get to go home. Finally, we've been on the road, seems like forever. So we got Smokey coming in Tuesday night. Always a game, always a good close game, always a battle with Smokey, kind of a rivalry for us. What can we expect on Tuesday night against Smoky Mountain? That is if it don't snow a foot and we don't go to school for a week.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes tomorrow. But it's definitely going to be a hard physical game, like you just said. Kind of a rivalry game. It'll be a fun day at school. We're having a pep rally that day.
Cool.
Unified game there. But
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll get out there. We'll play. It was a good game last time. We just need to work on scoring and a couple turnovers. But I think we can definitely get out there and play hard.
All right. Looking even further ahead. You're a senior.
Yes,
sir. What are we thinking about doing down the road?
I'm not 100% sure yet. God's definitely got that in his hands, but I got a couple options right now to go play football, so
cool.
That's what I want to do, most definitely, but we'll see. It's definitely all in God's hands, so we'll see where he puts me at the end.
Well, hoping everything works out for the best, and, of course, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you when we know something, and when you do, be sure and let us know, because I'm sure all the Tuscola fans out there been watching you now here for a couple of years on the Hill. You've been a great addition as a Mountaineer, and we're glad to have you. So
thank you.
Keep us posted on what's going on, and we hope to pull in maybe a couple of wins at home next week. And I'm sure you want all that student body to show up and get loud and get proud.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for Jet Bartley, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll be back to wrap things up here from Tuscola, from West Henderson in just a minute. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
A Coming to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison, Branson Reese here, Tuscola Sports Radio, wrapping things up. Boys lose. Tough ball game tonight, 52-38. Got away from us a little bit late there, having to foul to stop the clock, being out of timeouts. But we'll be back home on Tuesday. Smoky Mountain coming to town, and always a tough ball game against the Mustangs. Girls had a they lost tonight, but had a great game. Just went down 54-47. Julia Wells picking up three fouls early. That kind of hampered their effort there in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought the girls have played a couple of good games back-to-back now, in my opinion. And they're still, to me, just they're still gelling. And yep. There's a chance to close out a strong season for the girls.
So if you can't join us on the Hill on Tuesday night or Friday night, we got Smoky Mountain coming in and then Franklin on Friday, be sure to catch us on Tuscola Sports Radio. You can listen in on the app on your favorite device, or you can tune in on the internet via WPTLradio.net, and if you'll click on that, you'll see the Tuscola Sports Radio links, and just click on those, and you can listen to us live. You can also go back and listen to on-demand replays. Check the North Henderson games on there, so Tim's doing a good job keeping us up to date. So for Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison saying good night from West Henderson, North Carolina. We'll see you again on Tuesday. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.